about it in Sunday school. I'd already said, I told you, I said, we're going to sing that song just any day now.
Hey, Mike.
So you had mentioned some things in yeah. Sunday school, so.
Just any day now, the Lord of the time.
Song.
That's right. Today'd be a good day. You'd have a winner and everything.
Amen.
Let them have that Chinese flu.
And this is a true song too.
That's right. Bless them, Lord. Coming back. Praise God, we're leaving with him. Praise the Lord.
Old devil didn't like that song. He run right through that speaker.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, buddy. Bible said he knoweth he got but a short time.
Yeah, that's right.
We're just like him.
We just got a short time. Amen. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day, which men should work? That's for to come out before us the light bulbs. He said, for the night cometh, no man can work.
Yeah.
Now we work night and day. Don't get no further ahead, but we can feel it more. Amen. I appreciate that singing. Appreciate what I felt here this morning already. Appreciate this big crowd. I mean, this is winter time. Everybody's sick and all of that. And we've got, I think, about 20 people here. I hate to be guilty of counting them, but I couldn't believe it was that many people showed up. So I did go ahead and count them. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of looking forward to getting out of this mess.
Amen. Amen.
Bible said, depart and be of Christ, far better. I'm kind of interested in far better. I don't know about y'all, but it's getting hard to pay the bills. The utilities keep going up. I seen a young boy yesterday, and they was talking at the grocery store, and they was talking about something. I said, I'm 66 years old. I can remember when gas was 25 cents. It's better gas too, Miranda.
Yeah.
Cars run better on it. Didn't have alcohol, didn't have water mixed in with it. It was good gas. 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
We'd skip school, Joanne. We'd take our school money, fill up that 66 G bill, go to Man Cave Park, act like a bunch of idiots, and heathens like we were. Amen. There's a better day coming.
That's right.
Much better day. You know, God having something better in mind for us.
That's right.
We're on our way, Brother Mitchell. We're kind of like in a journey. Right. We're a soul journey. We're on our way there. We haven't arrived yet, but we're as good as that.
Amen.
Right. I mean, not like we're going to miss it, nothing. But I got a feeling that won't be long. Praise God, we'll even out.
Right.
Can you imagine the panic down here, Rita? When they said, where did it go? We can't find it.
Right.
Where's Miranda? We can't find it.
Yeah.
Go home.
Amen.
That's right.
We're going to go
home. Pray the Lord.
This ain't our home. This ain't our home.
One day
we're going home, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
We'll get home. I didn't really have a dream about this, but I entertained this thought.
Right.
And everybody's up there in heaven just kind of sitting around. And all of a sudden somebody hit the gold streets of heaven and jumped up and down about five times, took off, and they turned around and said, there's a new arrival. And here comes somebody else hit the ground. Not the ground, because they ain't got no ground, but gold hit the gold.
Right.
Jumped up down about three or four times like a polo stick and another new arrival.
Right.
I mean, when we see what no eye's ever seen.
Yes. That's right.
When we hear what no ear's ever heard.
Right.
I like hearing good things. I mean, Proverbs 25:25 says there's cold waters to a thirsty soul. So it's good news.
Yes.
From the far country. I like good news.
I do too.
Brother Mitchell. Best news I know of is Jesus Christ came
that's
this world to save sinners.
Amen.
And Paul, that used to be Saul, said of whom I'm chief, so if he can save chief sinners like Saul and make a Paul out of him, he can save old common sinners like you and me. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm stalling just a little bit. I got two messages here on my mind, and I like to be clear. On the direction I'm going in, and a little bit of hair I got standing up and trying to rub it down. But man, I like it singing just any day now.
That's right.
You know, we sing those songs, and we don't really put a lot of thought what we're singing.
That's right.
Can you imagine if they've been hitting them high notes and he just showed up and said, let's go on that note. Let's go ahead and go on home.
Amen.
I said, I ain't ready to go. You'll be ready then.
Yes,
you will. Yes, woo! Right now. Yeah, we go right now. Hallelujah. All right. I'm kind of blind leading blind here, it feels like. Let me see what I got here. Oh, my. Let me have a little prayer here. Lord, I'm praying for wisdom. I know that, Lord, you gave me both of these messages. I just don't know, Father, which one you won't preach this morning. Would you help me, I pray. Lord, you helped me yesterday. Lord, you even helped me this morning. And I'm praying for your help right now.
Yes.
Because, Lord, I certainly want to preach the preaching that you bid me to preach. And I know where these messages come from. I know I'm just a messenger boy. I just want to deliver your message and give you praise and glory in doing so. In Jesus' name, we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. I'm going to read I'll tell you what, I'm going to read all the way down to verse number 6. Verse 6 is our text verse. The Bible says, "Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land." I want you to know two people are mentioned here. One of them are God's chosen people, Israel. And the other one is the inhabitants of the land. Because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. That sounds kind of like what we're living in almost.
That's right.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, there is a famine of hearing the word of God in our day. Verse 2, "By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood." That really means interracial type marriages is what that means. Blood touching blood. "Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest." They're mad at the preacher. "Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother." That's pretty bad. But verse 6 is our text verse, so I want to put all the emphasis right here. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Now I want to stop my reading right there, and I'm preaching today. "Oh, my people are destroyed." And let's go to God in prayer. Father, we ask for your help.
Yes.
Lord, I pray more than anything that you'll preach to me and through me. I pray your word to have free course here today. I pray, Father God, it not be bound by my fleshly weaknesses. But I pray the Holy Spirit of God, you said not by my might, nor by my power, but by your Spirit, said the Lord. May the Holy Spirit of God help us here today. And we'll thank and praise you for whatever you do. Ask your blessings on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, two things concern me here. One is God saying, "My people." And the second one is, he said, "are destroyed." Mm-hmm. Now, that does concern me a little bit. So let me get off on a fast note here real quick. There was a lot of negative in that reading. Let me tell you, a young girl got saved yesterday. I done told this in Sunday school, so some of you done heard it.
Yeah.
But a young girl named Tanya bought a car. Brother Donnie's, he had a car he was going to sell pretty cheap. He got him another car, a nice car. And she was looking for a cheap car, and I was just kind of the mediator between the two. Donnie wanted to sell the car, and she wanted to buy it. Make a long story short, he was working on Friday. My wife was, I think she'd gone to the doctor on Friday, so I couldn't get nobody to take me there. So I drove the car up to Tanya in Scottsville, and then she gave me a ride home, and on the way home, being a preacher, I asked her if she was a Christian. And she started crying. Soon I asked her. She said, "You done made me cry." I said, "That ain't me making you cry." But you know, the Bible does say, "He that winneth souls is wise," and there is some wisdom to reaching people with the gospel. And I said, "Tanya," I said, "let me ask you something. I said, if you was to die tomorrow, would you get saved today?" She said, "I probably would." I said, "Well, you might not have tomorrow. You might die today."
Amen.
And I asked her, Brother Mitchell, I said, "What are you waiting on?" Tears going everywhere but now, Miranda. I mean, I'm talking about she's makeup everywhere melting. She said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, how long you think you got?" And she's crying even more. Tammy, she said, "I don't know." And I said, "Sound to me like you need to get saved, Tanya."
Right.
And I started talking to her a little bit about that Ethiopian eunuch there in Acts chapter 8, about him saying he needed some help. I said, "I can help you." I said, "I can't save you. I can't pray. You know, I can't pray for you to be saved. I can pray with you to be saved."
Right.
"But you got to confess your sinner to Jesus. You got to ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And you got to believe in Him to do it. It takes faith to get saved."
That's right.
Anyway, we pulled in her driveway, Rita, and she's bawling her eyes out. And I said, "There ain't no better time than right now, Tanya. You want to get saved?" She said, "I'd like to." I said, "Well, turn that car off." And I said, "You ask the Lord. Just tell Him, say, 'I'm a sinner.'" She said, "I'm a sinner, Lord." And I said, "You ask Him to forgive me." She said, "I want You to forgive me, Lord." And I said, "Then you ask Him to save me." She said, "I want You to save me." And I said, "Tanya, then you got to believe Him to do it."
That's right.
You know what the Bible says, kind of by the spirits. So you know what I did, Mitchell? I said, "Tanya, if you was to die right now, would you go to heaven or hell?" She reached over and gave me the biggest hug I've had in a long time. About to squeeze my eyeballs out. She said, "I'd go to heaven." I said, "Glory to God."
Amen.
So we get off on a positive note. Amen.
That's right.
I wish the whole world was saved.
Right.
Yeah. I wish I could just rub it off on people.
Amen.
I wish I could say, "Glory to God, You saved now."
Amen.
But there's only one name that can save. There's only one door you can go and knock on to be saved. There's only one way that leads to salvation, and it's Jesus. But you see, Jesus said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." We're supposed to build up the bulwarks. They're tearing them down, Brother Ed.
Yes, they are.
You know, a lot of these churches, y'all may not understand this statement, but they become Ichabod.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
you know what she told me yesterday? She said, "I've been in some churches that scared me." I said, "You've been in the wrong ones."
Yeah,
right.
I've been in the one she's talking about. It scared me a little bit, and I was saved. It scares me when the congregation takes the pulpit away from the preacher.
Yeah, you know,
when
it says down.
I mean, he should have exercised some authority there.
That's right.
He really should have. That did need to be suppressed. But they up there, I mean, jumping like a bunch of animals, monkeys, all over the place, hollering a bunch of gibberish that didn't amount to nothing.
Yeah.
And really, you want to know the truth about it? Just flesh on display wasn't nothing about God in it.
That's right.
I got enough of God in me knowing something of God or not.
Yeah.
What did you do with it? I opened my Bible and felt the presence of God for the first time.
Right.
But he's a great preacher. He just needs to conduct himself a little bit in that kind of situation there a little bit more firmer. I wouldn't allow that. I'd say, "Well, let's go home. We ain't going to have church. Well, let's go home."
That's right.
You better all be home and have this mess going on.
That's right.
The Bible said in a Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. I'm still just trying to let the Spirit of God lead here. It says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?" Now, two things are of concern. One is people are heathenistic today.
Yeah.
Second is they imagine vain things. They don't search the Scriptures to see what thus saith the Lord. They just of their own mind say, "Well, I see it like this. Well, I tell you how I think it is." Look, everybody's got opinions. They're kind of like armpits. We all got a couple. Most of them stink. But God's Word is precise.
That's right.
It's without. It's infallible. It's eternal. It settles the questions. It settles the matter. I mean, you can basically what saith the Scripture and put an end to all of the gainsaying, all the endless genealogies.
Amen.
You can sum it up right there in the Bible, and the heathen will either have to do one thing, they'll either have to leave or they'll have to get right with God, because they can't stand the heat, they can't stand the light, they don't come to the light, they run from the light. But I'll tell you right now, a lot of that's going on in the churches today.
That's right.
And instead of people getting saved today, they've got a bunch of rhetoric going on in there, and God's not in it. I've been there and seen it myself, so I know what I'm talking about. I went to a revival one time because I was invited to go a long ways to get there, and I walked in the door, Joanne, I walked in the door, and I was the only one in the whole church that had a Bible.
Yeah.
They looked at me, and I walked in like I had an AK-47. I thought I was going to church. The preacher didn't even have a Bible. He got up there and gave some kind of teary-eyed testimony. It was good. But where's the scripture at?
That's right.
I mean, we're begotten by the Word.
Amen.
The seed, Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible things, but of incorruptible by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I mean, you got to have some seed before anything will come up
right.
And we need to sow the right seed, but it needs to be some seed. I ain't got no problem with his testimony. I never seen a preacher come up and not read some scripture. I don't mind giving testimony. Give me a little bit of the Word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 4, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that speaks out of the mouth of God. I need some Word every now and then. I need some heavenly manna every now and then. I got to have it. I'm spiritual. I'll tell you right now, me and old Brother Donnie, we went to Scott's for yesterday. Went to Brother Huddle's house, and we fed the old hog, slopped the hog real good. And I like that kind of eating too, but every now and then I got to get that inner man fed. I need some heavenly manna.
Amen.
I want some of that good stuff. Amen. God tells a problem here. He said, my people. He's very specific who he's talking to. He said, my people are destroyed. And he tells why.
Right.
For lack of knowledge.
Right.
You see, God doesn't promote ignorance. God's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
Now, when these churches start ordaining these gays and these lesbians, I just want you to know God's not in that.
Mm-hmm.
How you know?
I
know enough Bible to know
that.
I can take the Bible and show you that God said that's an abomination.
Yeah.
But you see, man, they don't want God's Word. They want the praise of men. They want the preeminence. They want to assert authority. The Word of God, as far as I'm concerned, is all authority we need.
Right, right.
And if a preacher don't line up the Word of God, get anybody to see the paint and throw him out.
That's right.
Get somebody in here, amen. They'll stand on the Word of God, precept upon precept,
amen.
Line upon line, hear a little and there a little, what thus saith the Word of God.
Amen.
It'll do you more good if a man just got up here and read Scripture. It'd do you
that's
more
right.
good than some guy up here lace on his underwear
on,
pretending
right.
to be something he's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Some of this nonsense going on in churches today and in the world today
that's
is because
right.
of lack of knowledge.
Right.
Karen, I'm glad I know my Bible.
Amen.
I've had a lot of
Amen.
Confrontation with Jehovah's Witness. You know what they tell me? They say, I'll tell you one thing. You know your Bible. I said, buddy, you better know yours too.
That's right.
Man, I'll tell you what. You think about eternity? Can you imagine spending eternity in the wrong place and be there because it's your own fault? Because you wouldn't at least listen to somebody that knew what he's talking about. Me and Brother Donnie had good fellowship yesterday, man. He fed my soul. I tried my best to feed his soul. That's good. We need to do that.
Yeah.
That is sharing stuff with me. I'm in my mind. I'm writing it down.
Amen.
I was sharing stuff with him, and I was kind of hoping he'd kind of retain a little bit of that and take it a little further. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we need to do.
That's exactly right.
God said there's a problem. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's kind of an insult. Well, let me update you here just a little bit. Just so you'll think I'm getting political here, and I have to a little bit. God said the reason His people's destroyed for lack of knowledge. Right now, in America, there are 22 Islamic jihad terrorist training camps in America.
Right.
Complete with razor wire fence, tanks, and signs that say trespassers will be shot. Does that make any sense?
No.
You bring your enemies in and say, come on in. I don't know who the loony liberal, lace on underwear politician was that allowed that, but that should have never been. You see, don't look, they swear on the Constitution to defend it,
yeah,
all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes,
somebody's right. Let the guard down. Somebody's right. Opened up the floodgate right. And let the enemies in. 22
amen.
Islamic jihad.
Right.
Terrorists, Phyllis. Terrorists.
Right.
Training camps. In the United States of America.
Right.
That's a red flag on me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Now, I just want you to know, we got to redeem the times. I know the Spirit speaking expressly in latter days, perilous times to come. Well, I'm giving an update. I don't want you to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. These people, they call you infidels. They call you an infidel, Miranda.
Right.
And then they cut your head off. Now, you got enough hair they can hold you in their mind, they'd have to hold mine by the ear. Well, I ain't got no hair.
Right.
And they're going to pick my head up after they whack it off. They can have it, I'm done with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just set me free, Joanne. I'm going home, amen. A bit earlier than expected, but I'm going home. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Y'all know that? You're bulletproof.
That's right.
You can shoot me, you can stab me, you can burn me, you can run me with a car. I don't care if you throw me in one of them wood chippers. I'm still going to heaven.
That's right. Amen.
See, I've been bought.
That's right.
That's
amen.
Right. I'm not my own. Foundation of God, stand assured, the Lord knoweth them that are his, he's coming after his.
That's right.
Jesus said, whosoever believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
Boy, that good. I don't like dying.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I don't have to. You right. See, there'll be peace from death and life. Got a little peace laying out there. You just, instead of going through that battle of death, see you, buddy.
Yeah,
right.
Man.
I knew Miranda would pick up on that. She said she liked it in Pass Away. Miranda doesn't die, but they always get here on time. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I commend her for it. If you're going to speed on anything, that's the right time to do it. Go in the house of God. Amen.
Right.
22 Islamic jihad training camps right now. Look it up. You go home, get a smartphone. I don't have one there because I ain't smart enough. Just type in Islamic training camps in the United States of America. Don't be so naive.
That's right.
Why are you saying that, Brother Eddie? God said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 says, and I saw the souls of them which were beheaded.
Yes.
That's right.
For the witness of Jesus, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Who let these terrorists in?
Mm-hmm.
They got on a president. Sister Miranda, about wanting to vet these Muslims coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
We've got them in Congress now.
Yeah.
That's right.
They didn't get there by accident. They've got a plan.
That's right.
And I don't want to get political here, but I still need to say this. The last administration had Muslim prayers in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even have to sign in the guest book. They just walked in.
Right.
So, God said, well, no better than some of this stuff. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Well, let me say I'm glad I'm saved real quick right here.
Amen.
I was riding with Donnie yesterday, and I was telling him, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. I said, Brother Donnie, one way or another, we're going to grow. I said, you're either going to grow colder or warmer, or you're going to grow weaker or stronger, but one way or another, you're going to grow. Now, if you spend some time in the word, you're going to grow strong,
right.
And the power is might, you're going to grow. And if you don't spend no time in that word, you're going to find yourself like Samson that didn't know the Lord and departed from him. And I don't mean that like it sounded. I'm just going to tell you, he didn't have his strength.
No.
The Lord said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you.
Amen.
I want to make sure you understood what I said about Samson.
Yeah.
He got a haircut down in the devil's barbershop.
That's right.
And next thing you know, he couldn't carry the pillars no more. He did pray. And he did repent. And said, Lord, allow me one more time to be strengthened. I may avenge my eyes of these uncircumcised, you know what the gracious God of heaven did? He said, go ahead, son.
Yeah.
And he killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. But he had to be made fun of down there in the prison house grinding for the Philistines. And that wasn't the will of God for his life. The will of God for his life, he was supposed to be the champion. He was supposed to be a Nazarite from his mother's womb. And he got to play around sin, and sin's like kryptonite to Christians.
That's right.
You don't think it's true? You read Romans chapter 6, verse 1, you tell me. I'll tell you right now, sin's just like kryptonite to you and me.
Right.
It'll make you weak instead of strong. Amen. And it'll make you cold instead of warm and on fire for God. Amen. But Peter said, as newborn babes, desire the sin-sealed milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. We need to grow, amen. And one thing I don't want to do, I don't want to grow cold, and I don't want to grow weak. Amen. I want to get on fire. I'm telling to grow strong in the Lord and the power of His might and go for God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's one little roadblock. Here's another. Right now, Planned Parenthood gets $563 million of your tax dollars every year to murder innocent babies.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm not going to mince my words here. They abort. I had two statistics here. One of them came off the radio. But on the internet, it said they abort over 900 babies a day. The radio said they abort 1,768 babies a day. Listen, either one of them is not good. A day.
Amen.
They abort that many babies a day. Who is the one that's giving them $563 million of our tax dollars? I didn't agree to that.
No.
You see what I mean?
Amen.
I said, that might be the next Billy Sunday. That might be the next Billy Graham. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Someone sanctioned that.
Yes, they did.
Right.
See, we've been sleeping. We've been sleeping at the wheel. We've been, you know, Paul said, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ give you light. He said, the time is short. He said, it's high time. I mean, buddy, we need to be vigilant. We need to be watching. God said,
that's right.
My people.
Amen.
Are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm giving you an update. No matter whether it's over 900 babies a day or whether it's 1,768 babies a day, either one of them is too many.
That's right.
They not only murder these babies, but they sell the baby parts like beaten hearts for big money. How much big money, Brother Eddie? $1.5 million a day. You know one thing God said He hated in Proverbs chapter 6, I think it's verse 8, hands that shed innocent blood.
That's right.
That's blood money.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Beating hearts. Man, that's satanic.
Right.
Sadistic. Brother Ed, they're selling the beaten hearts of these little murdered babies.
I know it. Right.
They get $1.5 million a day for these baby parts.
Mm.
Now, they claim to care about the poor, Joanne. Why don't they take that money and give it to these poor people? You know what they do? They buy Lamborghinis. They buy land. They buy houses.
Right.
They buy vacation homes.
Right.
Something wrong.
Right.
Something wrong with that.
You're right.
It's going on right here.
Right.
In America.
Right.
I just heard that they're donating $45 million to the election in 2020. I bet that ain't going to be to President Trump. What do you think?
No.
Where they got that $45 million in, Brother Jerry? It's either blood money or tax dollars. You see what I mean? They're going to donate $45 million to the 2020 elections coming up. Man, I don't want to be a partaker of that. I'll just tell you right now. I don't want that blood on my hands.
Right.
Pilate went trying to wash the blood off his hands.
Yeah.
They said he went insane.
Yeah.
the last part of Pilate's life, they said he was going through the hills of Scotland trying to find somewhere he could get the blood stains off of his hands.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't enough, Israel said his blood be on us and on our children. And brother, they're paying full price for that too.
Amen, that's right.
Yeah. Amen. We have no king but Caesar, they said. But you know what? They say they care about the poor. They're getting $1.5 million a day. They're getting $563 million tax dollars every year. I wonder how much they do give to the poor. You reckon they give anything? No, that's their source of income.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm saved again.
Yes.
Not only does Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, I got the wrong verse, right chapter. God said He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. But the Bible says about King Manasseh that he shed innocent blood very much till he filled Jerusalem from one end to the other with it in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 16. That's bad enough right there. I've heard a story on it that he was mad and he just had his soldiers slit the throats of little babies as he was being paraded down through Jerusalem. I heard that he just filled the streets with blood and the people couldn't do nothing about it because he's king. By the way, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, Proverbs 29:2. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's Bible. But not only did he shed the innocent blood in 2 Kings 21:16, but in 2 Kings 24, verse 4, it said, whom the Lord wouldn't pardon. He wouldn't forgive him of that. That's how much God hates shedding innocent blood.
That's right.
Glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Right now, there are attacks upon Jewish people. Guns, knives. I heard on the radio coming to church this morning that some kids took it on themselves to beat this elderly Jewish man and defend it. Live streamed it as they all beat him, kicked him, and beat him. And a, what do you call it? Antisemitism or something like that? Hate for Jewish people. Well, maybe I can read them all right here. I didn't even write it down. Antisemitism or something like that. Where they hate Jewish people. I can't remember the word. But what is it? Antisemitism, thank you, Brother Mark. Right now, they're killing Jews with guns. They're going in churches, shooting them. They're going in churches with machetes and hacking them, killing them.
Yeah.
They're beating them on the streets. They run over the cars, hauling Allah Akbar, killing them right and left. God said, my people are destroyed by not lacking knowledge. God had this. Brother Ed, he got us covered. I'd have me somebody there watching the door.
Yeah. That's right.
Having enough sense.
Right.
If some church had a church shooting guy come in with a shotgun. First of all, Brother Jerry, he had a hoodie. And he had this shotgun hidden in that hoodie.
Right.
And he come in there and he done asked for some money to get some drugs. And he turned it down to give him food. But he wanted money to get some drugs. He's mad because he wouldn't give him no money. So he brought the shotgun in there and shot two people dead. They shot him, killed him dead. God said, my people are destroyed with lack of knowledge. The guy that shot him, Brother Mitchell, they're trying to prosecute him.
Yeah, probably so.
I guess if Brother Jerry just mentioned him about Michael Bloomberg trying to buy the election.
Right.
They tell me that he's same as bought Virginia's election. They're trying to overthrow the Second Amendment right
yes,
now in Virginia.
Yeah. Right.
I think they went in over their head in that. I don't know. But I do know this. He's against the Second Amendment. And God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's a few of them up in Virginia that ain't letting go. They're standing up.
Right. Amen.
They got enough sense to say, I ain't letting my guns go. I ain't for shooting nobody, but if it comes down to it, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to sit there and watch somebody kill my family.
That's right.
They kill me, but they ain't going to kill them. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Them Jewish people.
Right. Amen.
I start packing. I had somebody wanting to stab me. I had somebody wanting to shoot me, somebody wanting to beat me. It cost them, Rita. They probably say, I know better next time, if that did look good. These are perilous times.
Yes, they are.
It ain't like it used to be. I grew up, Brother Mitchell, with pretty good times. I mean, there was a little bit going on, you know.
Right.
But it's not like now. I mean, lock the door.
Right.
Load the gun. Turn the dog loose. Get a bigger dog.
Right.
I'm just telling you, buddy, things have changed. It's
really changed. For the worst.
I seen what he's kicking this policeman in the hind end while he was arresting this man that spit on him.
Right.
What's right about that? You know why they're doing that? See, no law. See?
That's
see,
right.
The policeman's job to enforce the law.
That's right.
So he's enforcing the law. He's down there arresting this man to the ground. Everybody's coming by and kicking this policeman behind him. That's when I loosen that pistol and I just start shooting some feet.
Right.
I say, we need an ambulance down here at so-and-so street. I've got a few down here probably going to need amputation, maybe some stitches.
That's right. Amen.
They're law officers.
Oh.
Let them do their job.
That's right. That's right.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11.
Yeah.
Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the heart of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil.
That's right.
You know what causes people to stop doing stuff? When they got this big knot on their head where a blackjack just hit right in the right spot and they got a goose egg about right here.
Right.
And they say, police brutality. I say, buddy, you ought to know better.
That's right.
Brother Donnie, if it was me, their mama wouldn't ask them what happened. She'd say, how'd you get away?
Amen.
Right.
There'd be some, I'd leave a mark on them.
Right.
There'd be some evidence that the law had been enforced.
Right.
When you start disrespecting police officers, you're disrespecting me.
That's right.
You're disrespecting America.
Right.
We got a law and order president, thank God for it. Without law and order, you're going to be, like God said, destroyed.
Right.
We need laws.
Yes, we need laws.
Somebody said they want peace. Good. Put the right laws in place that'll bring peace every time.
That's right.
My mom and dad.
Amen.
They had laws. After I got through picking myself up out of the floor, and we had peace around there.
That's right.
You didn't teach a monk. I mean, after I went over the back of the chair at the kitchen table, I knew better than to do some things.
That's right.
Mama cleaned up the mashed potatoes on the floor, and Daddy said, you need some more, son? I said, no, that'd do me. That'd do me this way.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Discipline thy son while there's still hope.
Right.
For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not surely die. Thou shalt deliver his soul from hell.
That's right.
My mom and dad, I buried both of them. I love them more for disciplining me than for anything they done for me, period.
Right.
I didn't understand it at the time. But now that I've had to raise some myself, having to put up with grandkids, it seems like it just gets worse as further gets out, you know what I mean? We played a, what's that, aggravation, we moved them mobbers around, we played aggravation last night, and she got a little aggravated, man, she wanted Dottie, my wife, she said, I'll let Nanny tell me, Papa. I said, well, that's all right. I just could have told you all that quicker. She wanted to take the long way. That's all right. I didn't win, but you didn't receive instruction very well. My people are destroyed for not lack of knowledge, God said.
That's right.
This antisemitism, whatever it is, this hatred against these Jews, now part of it's their own fault. When they said his blood be upon us and upon our children, that was a curse.
Amen. It was.
That they brought upon themselves.
That's right.
When they said we have no king but Caesar, that was another curse.
That's right.
He came to his own received him not. When they rejected their king, But they started paying the price.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Titus and 70 AD burnt Jerusalem to the ground, took all the Jews hostage. They started paying, and been paying the price ever since. God says, my people are destroyed alike and not. Yeah. Look, some things we need to know better.
That's right.
I mean, I know better to do some things.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I drive home like Miranda does. I'll get pulled over.
Right.
They let her go for some reason. I can do that. I drive, you know, I might drive 2 or 3 miles over. That's about it. She just pushes a little more than I do. Amen. Jesus said the time will come that whosoever killeth you will think that he's doing God's service. Again, I want to say I'm glad I'm saved.
That's right. Amen.
These Muslims, they're not going away.
No, they're not.
There's going to be a price.
That's right.
Pay for that mistake. I don't know how you know who to vote for anymore, but I do try to do my homework. I try to cast my vote best I can, go in there and vote for the best, you know. I will say this, you got some that's actually trying to help this country.
Right.
You got some that's trying to destroy this country.
Right.
Make sure you sort them out before you vote. Pray over it. Ask God to put the right one where they need to be. Pull some of them out. Tar and feather them on the way. Tell them they're not wanted here. We're all about God in America. Schools right now. Man, they just don't understand. Somebody wrote a song, why God allowed this to happen. And he said, don't you remember you asked him to leave? You got kids now vulnerable. You got devils and Satan worshipers coming in schools with trench coats and just shooting innocent kids. Why is that going on, brother? Lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Lack of knowledge. You know what I seen the other day? They put in a school. In God we trust. In her lift the ACLU.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
The liberals come out. I mean, I just posted over Crimea River. I'm glad to see.
Yeah, right.
It was a sight to my eyes. They put in the school, Brother Ed, and Craig Bigelow, as you can read them. In God we trust.
Amen.
You know what that did?
Amen.
That put the blessing of God.
Yeah.
Which is what we need on our young people.
That's right.
We do.
Right back in the school.
We might not realize that we're starting to pick up and learn. We need that blessing on our youth.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not going to make it without it.
Mm-hmm. No, they're
not. Now, me and Donnie, we eat up there at the Huddle House here, and I eat enough to kill a horse. Big horse. You know what we did? We bowed our head and we turned our thanks over that food before we eat it.
Yeah.
And our waitress, she was waiting there, asked me if I needed any coffee. I said, we ain't eat or drunk nothing yet. No, she asked if you like it, dude.
Yeah.
I said, we ain't eat nothing yet. And I said, did you see us turn our bow our head and turn thanks over this food? She said, yeah. I said, you know why we did that? And she looked at me like a calf looking at a new gate. And I why? I said, well, God cursed the ground for Adam's sake.
Yep.
He cursed it again for Cain's sake.
Yes, he did.
And I said, I don't like eating curses. I wanted God to turn that curse into a blessing so we had to send the blessings food.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Don't eat anything without turning thanks. Well, Brother Ed said he even turns thanks over his wife's medicine.
That's right.
Good job, brother.
Yeah.
That's a good steward right there. Be careful for nothing. Everything but prayer and fasting and thanksgiving.
That's right.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, all these things going on, we got a lot of young people here today. You know, that bunch come to Peter. Said, what shall we do? And he said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. You know, as a young person, what I do, this is some terrible stuff going on.
Yes,
kind of scary,
ain't it? Amen.
You know what I do? I'd get to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you. Save me. I need you to protect me, to keep me under the... You read about that under the shadow of the Almighty there in Psalms chapter number 90? Man, you talking about a promise from God? He said it won't come to you. He said 10,000 will fall by your left hand and so many by your right hand, but it ain't going to come to you.
I want that blessing of Psalms 90 on me. I want to abide under the shadow of Almighty. He said, because you put your trust in the Lord, it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Listen, don't get destroyed for lack of knowledge. God loves you. God welcomes you. He bids you come to Him. He promised if you did come, He'd never turn you away. He promised if you did call upon Him, that He would forgive you, that He would save you. These are perilous times.
It is.
And during these times, God says, my people are destroyed
right.
for lack of knowledge. Have enough sense
Amen.
To get saved.
Right.
Act on it. See, that was all Tanya's problem. She had never acted on it.
Right.
She wanted to get saved, Brother Mitchell. She just never acted on it.
Amen.
She said, I've been wanting to get saved. I said, well, then do it. And she did.
Right.
Gave the biggest drug I ever had.
Amen.
I mean, just swallowed me up. And I mean, okay. It was good. All I did was ask. I said, if you died today, would you go to heaven? She was like, I go to heaven. Praise the Lord. I like it on that fashion. Broke a rib or two, but it's all right.
Broke a rib.
Yeah. Man, I'll take that anytime I can get it.
Right.
Father, we delivered this message, Lord, best we could. I slowed down a little bit where people could hear and understand. Tried to use great plainness of speech.
Yes.
Father, we got a lot of young people here this morning. And Lord, if you're dealing with their heart and their heart's beating, I want them, Lord, to come forward. And if you're not dealing with them, Lord, I want them just to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. But if you're dealing with them, these young people here this morning, Lord, I sure would like to see them, Lord, come forward and get to know you personally as the Lord and Savior. You're the good shepherd. You love sheep. And you especially love the lambs. And Lord, Father, whatever you want to do here, maybe there's some of us, Lord, that need to do something. I don't know. But whatever you need to do, Lord, I pray it to be done. Your praise, your glory, and according to your will. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. If I could get everybody to stand, please, and get Brother Jerry, please. Get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon. Hey, man. I don't know how the Word of God went to you. I know how it went for me. I just delivered the message. I'm the messenger boy.